Could you tell the difference between a real voice and a deepfake audio voice?
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams.
You probably noticed that voice introducing me and this show sounded a bit off, right? Well, that's because it's an audio deepfake of me created by Dr. Yisrael Mirsky at the Offensive AI Research Lab through a process called voice cloning. It uses software to study a short sample of my voice to create a deepfake, which took, according to Dr. Mirsky, only about 15 seconds to generate. It's far from a perfect replica, but it turns out scammers have recently started to use deepfake audio for phone scams and have even succeeded in some cases. Kyle Alsbach is a cybersecurity reporter with Protocol and has been following this. I spoke with him about the tech behind these audio deepfakes.
The technology involves having AI deep learning, and it takes an audio sample of someone's voice. It can be as little as 3 seconds, and it, you know, trains itself on the way that this person sounds, and it creates a model that can then be used to replicate that person's voice. The current way that it works is you have to use text-to-speech, which is just you type in a phrase, and then it speaks using the cloned voice.
How are these audio deepfakes being used in scams?
So they're, at least we know, being used to target businesses at this point, especially larger businesses. Someone will call up pretending to be someone else with someone else's voice, typically some kind of executive or someone's boss, and ask them to transfer funds or ask them for password credentials, that kind of thing. And in some cases, they have been successful.
Do you have a sense of how common audio deepfakes are now and where the experts in the industry see it going?
You know, among the larger businesses, I think more and more of them are starting to see these because they're really ripe targets for this kind of thing. But, you know, right now, I don't think that it's something that a lot of people are seeing, but it is the beginning of this kind of technology being used in this way.
What do cybersecurity experts suggest that regular people or businesses do to avoid falling for these deepfake audio scams?
For business purposes, for instance, if you're going to transfer money, you might want to add some additional steps to that process that involve someone, you know, saying some kind of challenge phrase or something like that that everyone's agreed on beforehand, prevent that from happening. But the biggest thing is just to be aware that it might happen to you and to pay attention when someone calls you up and make sure that it's actually sounds the way you would expect and they're asking you for things that they normally would be asking you for. It's really at this point kind of a low-tech approach to defending against this kind of thing, but really it's just creating the possibility in your mind of this happening. And I guess, you know, unfortunately, you kind of have to become more skeptical now when people call you up.
That's Kyle Alsbach at Protocol. And now for some related links. If you want to read more of Kyle's reporting on this, we'll link to his article on our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as the Offensive AI Research Lab, which helped us with this segment. Yisrael Mirsky told us the tech he used to generate the deepfake audio for Kyle's article and for our show is, in Mirsky's words, relatively old. Kyle also mentioned in his piece that there's an open source voice cloning tool online that anyone, even scammers, can download and potentially use. But as we found out, getting that software to work isn't a simple process of just downloading and then hitting the install button. There are a number of steps where tech barriers can stop you, like if you don't know the coding language Python, or if your computer isn't powerful enough, you'll likely be unable to use it, as our producer, Daniel Shin, discovered. I'm Kimberly Adams, for real, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.